Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And we also take your phone calls and talk with you about those various subjects. So if you're headed out to do a little fishing this morning, and I understand fishing has been really good out there. Big full moon coming up. We got, just a side note here, 2-3 days on either side of the full moon, 2-3 days on either side of the new moon are the best times for fishing throughout the month. And this is a super moon. Early tomorrow morning, if you get up and look outside, you'll see a moon that is just spectacular, the biggest full moon of the year, about 15% bigger than or so than normal. And I've seen those in the past, of course. So have you, if you've lived any amount of time and had any interest in looking into the sky. They're spectacular, those big, giant supermoons. Excuse me for yawning, but it's been a long week, and your host is toast. I am struggling here this morning just a little bit, so we would ask you to participate even more enthusiastically than normal and give us a call here so that we can have a conversation and I don't have to prattle. I don't like prattling. And that's what I do when there's nobody on the line. So fill those phone lines up at 410-922-6680. Talk about anything you want to talk about, any questions you might have. And keep me from prattling and just kind of talking on and on. We'll have a conversation about a subject that you want to talk about, and that's what we'll do. Today is the National Wildlife Federation's 9th annual Great American Backyard Campout. And our illustrious First Lady, Katie O'Malley, said, "I encourage everyone to gather friends or family and celebrate the Great American Backyard Campout. Camping brings a special joy and excitement that comes from spending time with those special to you under the stars, telling stories, taking in the sights and sounds of nature, simple activities that lead to everlasting memories." So, all right, let's see what we got here. Good morning, sir. How are you? Kirk?
Yes, this is Kirk.
Yes, sir. Kirk, how are you?
If I look straight up, I see a snake's belly. I should be clearing the inlet right now at Ocean City.
Yes, you should.
But I've got a couple of questions for you. Just want to get your opinion.
Go ahead.
First, when we were little boys, when I was a boy, I was really lucky. I got to fish the race down branch of the Juniata. It was right out in front of the house. There was plenty of bass, trout at times. I mean, you cast a little CP swing or a little Tony, and every other cast you had a smallmouth or a rock bass. And I mean, they weren't very big, but if they did get to be big, you'd never land them.
Now, let me ask you a question. You said the Raystown branch.
Yes.
The other branch of the Juniata was what?
I'm trying to think.
See?
That's the only one I ever. That was my.
That was your honey hole, huh?
That was where I spent.
Now, what part of the state?
Bedford.
Oh, okay, Bedford. Right. All right, you're in Bedford. Well, I fished in Bedford. I had an uncle that lived in Bedford. There was, but mostly living in Altoona, we went down to Riddlesburg, Newton Hamilton, Mount Union, that area.
I know Mount Union, but I fished there, and then we used to call it the four lane down by Breezewood.
Parallel
to the road.
But where the river came, the two branches came together. One was clean and one wasn't, was a point they called, back then they called it Ardenheim. I don't know what they call it now. I think it's a state park or it's some region right there. Of course, when you and I were small, there was no Lake Raystown. It was Raystown Dam.
Yeah.
But
that right there, in the stream going right through Bedford was clean.
Yep.
And it was
not very deep.
For a little boy, it was perfect.
Absolutely.
And in the summer, my parents had I've always had a summer cottage on the Magothy. And
right.
I fished Mill Creek, Dividing Creek, Cypress Creek. And, I mean, it was, the grass was so thick, and you would cast out, you cast your bobber out with a little grass shrimp, and boom, as soon as the bobber hit, it was gone.
Yep.
And it was just a, with the perch, the pickerel, that kind of, the sunny holes were everywhere.
Yep.
And now Mill Creek is a totally barren.
Yep.
It's just with the sewage spills, it's shot. 10 years ago, the section of the raised town that I fished, the course was totally changed. It was silted over. It was dirty. And I just wanted to hear what, between the time that we were little and now, and I hear you say that you have a grandson.
I do.
He gets to be our age.
Yep.
What do you think he's going to find when he hits the streams and the lakes and that kind of thing?
Boy, that's a good question. That is a very good question. Sorry to hear about the Raystown branch, but I know what you're talking about. You know, you just if you could point to one thing and say, boy, if it weren't for this, that wouldn't have happened. But that area, speaking of the stream that you and I are both familiar with as kids, I'm not sure what has caused a lot of that. I don't know if it's silt from strip mining operations, you know, upstream. You know, that stream runs, that's a little tiny creek up into Somerset County, that Raystown branch. I mean, it's not very wide. You can almost jump across at certain places up through New Baltimore and up that way. You know, and it comes down through Bedford then there and then gets into the mighty Juniata. But I don't know what, other than natural erosion and potentially disruption of the land, I don't know that I'm not going to blame it on farmers. Maybe some of the techniques that they use for farming these days will increases the silt flow into those small streams and things like that. But as far as the Chesapeake is concerned, just massive amounts of development over the years. And you know, let's face it, it was a vacation home when you were there. And as Maryland continued to grow, people continued to flood to the banks of the rivers, and you know, our towns began to grow and expand, and progress is what they called it, I guess. I'm not sure how much progress it was. That coupled with some tremendous storms and, you know, a lot of other environmental factors have hurt our bay, no question about it. But the question is, what is my grandson going to be able to look back on when he's our age? I think he's going to say we got to fish the gunpowder when you were able to fish it, and there were trout and bass and everything there. I think he's going to look at that. I think he's going to look at Loch Raven and say they used to allow you to fish in Loch Raven, but not anymore because they're trying to protect the water supply. I think he's going to look back and say, you know, he's gotten to fish the Chesapeake Bay. He's gotten to fish, a trout stream in Montana. He's had a few experiences like you and I had coming up. He's never been offshore that I know of. But things will certainly change for him as it did for us. To what extent, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if the Chesapeake's going to be a bathtub at that point, you know, with choked off rivers and streams. I hope not. And the only wild oysters will be grown in man-made, you know, aquaculture sanctuaries. I don't know. I wish I did. You know, he's 40 some years out from that.
Because I'm just very pessimistic and very sad to see the things that are happening. And you use the word progress. That's what's doing it with so many people and so much development, and it's what's being lost is just it's irreplaceable, and that's the problem, that people don't have the foresight, that people don't care about that type of thing. And I think I've mentioned to you before that a lot of people have said I'm crazy anyway because of the way I am about the way I've always been about the fish and the water and that kind of thing. And
hey, you know what? If you're crazy, I want to be part of that club.
And the other question I have for you, over the years, I've filled so many tackle boxes, whatever new lure was around, I had to have it. And I eventually just homed in. There was one lure. I got to the point that when I finally able to start traveling and fishing in some far off places, I would take just one lure, and I've used one lure to catch everything from bluegills to blue marlin. And in Australia, they had never seen the lure, and they went crazy over it. And as little gifts, when I came back, I sent boxes and boxes of the Tonys to these guys, and I think they appreciated it.
Sure.
But that was the lure that it's caught everything, and even with all the new things coming on, I've stuck with that one.
And you have every size.
That's it. if you had a choice, you're going to have one. You can only have one lure, and that's it for fresh, brackish, salt, everything. Just one lure. What would be your choice?
One lure. But I can have a variety of sizes, right?
Well, different, but anything from, like I say, anything to take a bluegill or a blue marlin, any kind of sizes, but one lure.
I would think it would have to be a bucktail jig.
Bucktail jig?
Of some kind, yeah.
That's what I wanted to hear. That's universal, and that'll take them all.
Yeah.
But I've just become so enamored with that one lure that it does such a good job, and the fact that it's been around for such a long time.
Well, it does have an allure, no question about it. It has that snaky, sexy little action going through the water there, and it imitates, you know, it, depending on the size, it imitates any kind of bait fish out there that anything feeds on, and from wahoo to walleye to bluegill, you're right. It would certainly fool anything, but I think the bucktail jig is just as universal.
And of course, the cost now. If my poor father was alive and saw what the cost was, because when I would lose a lure, there would be a major conniption.
Oh yeah.
But if he saw what the cost was now, he wouldn't be able to take it.
Yeah.
So those are the two questions.
Well, my dad bought a lot of lures too. I mean, there wasn't a lure that didn't hook him before it hooked any fish. You know, and Uncle Joe's Woodshed. I don't know if you remember that name or not, but Uncle Joe's Woodshed was the fishing tackle center of the universe for us. And Sigler's Bait Shop, Cegler's, and that's where we would go to buy, you know, night crawlers and soft shell crabs. And when we went pike fishing, they always had suckers and shiners and you name it. But that was where my dad spent his spare change. Was at Sigler's Bait Shop and Uncle Joe's Woodshed. And I'll tell you, he would stock up. He would take an annual one-week trip to Canada for northern pike and walleye and whatever else happened to be there, and he would stock up on whatever the latest and greatest was at the time.
For me, it was Beagle Sporting Goods and the Herder's Catalog.
Oh, the Herder's Catalog. Beagles, huh?
Beagle Sporting Goods. That was that and the Herder's Catalog. That was
Beagle Sporting
that was the Bible.
Goods. Yeah, all right, Beagles. I don't remember Beagles, but, you know, Uncle Joe's was the hot spot in Altoona. When we moved to Somerset County, it was Johnny Boljat's Laurel Sporting Goods. And then in Myersdale, let's see, was it Laurel was in Myersdale or was it Somerset Sports Shop? I can't remember. But they were all independently owned.
Yeah.
You know, there were no big box stores that had a billion, you know, fishing lures, and you couldn't choose. I mean, everybody, and they all had good advice, you know. So
that's it's a different time. It's a shame that it's gone.
Yes, sir.
Shame that it's gone. But as always, I always listen to you, so
I appreciate it, Kirk. And you know, you got a lot of fans out there. Every time you call, I get emails wondering how you're doing and that type of thing. You know, it's like, what's that guy's story?
So. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
You take care.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Okay.
See you. Bye bye. There goes Kirk. And that's all you have to do is give us a call at 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Outside the local dialing area, it's 800-922-6680. And it is time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Yes, indeed. Diamond Jim is a tagged rockfish. He's worth $10,000 this month. and he's swimming in the Chesapeake Bay just waiting to take your bait. Now, Diamond Jim has lost lots of imposters out there, too, but they're worth $500 apiece. That's right. So you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, call that number on the tag, you might just have captured a $10,000 prize. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland cetacean-sized fish or even a crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater in our tidal rivers, in the Chesapeake Bay and on the Atlantic coast. To qualify, you could win great prizes like the grand prized boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check out the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that website is www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard, in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Start your day at 6 with Maryland's wake-up call. Sean and Frank. Then at 3, get Hannitized on the ride home. With Sean Hannity. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And WCBM.com.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
They're starving in Spain. There's hurricanes in Florida. And Texas needs rain. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs, South Africans hate the Dutch. And I don't like anybody very much. But we shall be thankful and tranquil and proud. For man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud.
And we know for certain that some lovely day someone will set the spark off, and we will all be blown away. How nice. They're rioting in Africa.
All right. Enough of that. Anybody know who that was? Anybody know that group that did that song? We'll take calls on that, and you will receive the admiration of all the listeners and your peers by being the first to name that organization that did that little ditty. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 1-800-922-6680. Did they need to hear it again? Not right now. Maybe if they need another hint and get, you know, they come back to the phone after the bathroom break and they've got their coffee and missed it. Maybe they don't know who it is, but 1-800-922-6680 or 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And you're welcome to give us a call here. That was just a little trivia thing, but you're welcome to call and talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors if you would like. Excuse me. So, anyway, I was talking about the Great American Campout this weekend. The Maryland Park Service will host some special events today at Cedarville State Park, Elk Neck State Park, Point Lookout, and Sandy Point State Parks. Programs will vary, but such activities as campfires and s'mores, live animals, crafts, guided canoeing and hiking, yoga, wade-ins, and more. So you can check out the DNR website for the list of activities taking place all year long. Yoga, right after the s'mores. Stan, good morning. How are you?
Mr. Allen, I don't know why I remember this. I got the answer to that.
Well, go for it.
I've been thinking about that song. It's been playing in my head now for about the past 3 months. Don't ask me why. I'm not going to the doctors to find out. That is the Kingston Trio.
You win my admiration and the admiration of all the listeners and, of course, your peers. And give yourself a gold star on your forehead. Very good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Love this show. Can I get a word in edgewise real quick?
Absolutely.
Hello to somebody.
Sure.
Good morning, Mr. Chris. You don't need to take notes. I'm in range again. I can hear the show for about the next 45 minutes.
Gotcha.
West of Hagerstown.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Mr. Allen.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Toby in Harford County. Good morning, Toby.
Hi, the Kingston Trio.
You got it. Congratulations.
I like that song because I always think about the park. They say there's writing in Africa.
Yeah.
Strife in Iran.
Yeah.
They must have known something.
You think?
Yes, thank you.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, that was what, early 60s, I'm guessing?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and the Kingston Trio is, they were a little on the edge as far as like the protest song type of guys, you know what I mean?
Yes, they were.
Yeah, they were one of those deals, but that's a fanciful little ditty that... Donna suggested to me, so we decided to play it here this morning.
I sing it all the time.
You do?
Yeah, do. I like them.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Toby.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. More Kingston Trio fans out there than I thought. Had you ever heard that song before? Do what? I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. Yeah, much. Never heard that song before. Have you ever heard of the Kingston Trio? Afraid not. Oh, my. You are young. All right. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Got some good fishing reports out there from a couple people this past week. The right below the bridge has been hot. It's been extremely good fishing there, and it doesn't matter. Trolling, chumming. Live lining with spot for a striped bass, and it is just absolutely spectacular as far as the striped bass catch this season. So people were talking about it up and down the bay, how good the fishing is this year. So hardheads are here.
We had a caller a couple weeks ago that was going for hardhead, and I haven't heard back. I don't know if they did well or not, but we've got some of those out there. We've got little spot, from what I understand, everywhere. Why don't we do this? I'm going to hit a line here, and I'm going to call. I'm going to call Clyde's fishing hotline, and I hope it's not somebody's personal phone. See what Billy has to say.
Here is the latest fishing information from Clyde Sporting Goods. Calling for the trophy rockfish has been good, with catches at Chesapeake Beach, Solomon's Island, Point Lookout, Bloody Point, some around the Bay Bridge, and the hot spot this week has been Gum Thicket south to Bloody Point.
Yep.
Some anglers are catching their limit before they even get to Bloody Point.
Yep.
Cooper's Island, there has been some croakers caught, flood worms, and peelers, best bait. South Tank River Fishing Pier, white perch, flood worms, best bait. Mattapique Pier, there has been a few legal-sized rockfish caught, flood worms, best bait. Kenton Airs, white perch, flood worms, best bait. Sandy Point, white perch, and some rockfish, flood worms, best bait. Use cut L-wise for the rockfish. Downs Park, white perch. Bloodworms, best bait. Fort Smallwood, white perch and catfish. Bloodworms and cut bait, best. Key Bridge, white perch and catfish. Bloodworms, best bait. The Gunpowder River, Bush River, big catfish. Cut bait, best. Key Bridge, perch and catfish. Bloodworms and cut bait, best. Liberty Reservoir, bass. Bass fishing has been real good. Use Yatimoto worms for the bass, and minnows for the crappies. Rock Raven, good bass fishing. Crappies, perch, and pickerel. Worms and minnows, best bait. Centennial Lake, crappies and bluegills. Minnows and wax worms, best bait. Piney Run Reservoir, some nice crappies and bluegills. Minnows and wax worms, best bait. Southern River Bridge, perch, flood worms, and the minnows have been the best bait. Patapsco River to Southwest Park, catfish and perch, worms and cut bait best.
All right, that's enough of that. For the rest of it, you'll have to call at 410. Do it what I did and call Clyde Sports Shop at 410-247-FISH, 247-3474, 247-FISH for the fishing hotline. Clyde's has everything that he named there as far as the live bait is concerned, as far as the artificial lures, the hooks, the line, the weights, the rod and reel repair, they've got it all. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You can hit their website, too, if you like. It's Clyde's Sports.com. They have a full complement of firearms for home protection, personal protection, and hunting, if you like, and even, you know, the shotgun sports. They have their full-line Browning dealer. They have the 725 Satori. They have the over and under. They have the pump shotguns. They have the semis. They have any kind of firearm that you could need one or imagine. Why not give them a call? 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. We're taking your calls at 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. An easy way to remember that is the call letters of the station are WCBM, and the location on your dial is 680. That's also our phone number. WCBM 680 translates to 922-6680. So just remember WCBM 680, and you got the phone number in your head. Put an 800 or a 410 in front of it, and you can reach us here, and we would hope to hear from you this morning. Talk about what you want to talk about.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer.
Catonsville Linux is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linux spray-on bed liner.
Hey, summer is the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips, maybe even this weekend. With the 4th of July coming up, we know you're going to get together then. Summer is corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy watermelons. The Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm likes to steam their crabs with corn on the cob. You put the crabs in the pot, you put the corn on top, you season everything with crab seasoning, and let her eat. Boy, I'll tell you what, a great family dinner that is. So, if you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, I'd like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready to eat. Their squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, and much, much more. Green beans, cucumbers, you name it. Mouth-watering cantaloupes and sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's Farm is located off Interstate 97, I-97, Exit 12. That's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, Maryland. Phone number 410-969-8810. Now, Papa John's is open every day. Today, tomorrow, every day. Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number again, 410-969-8810. Why not get yourself a big old batch of corn and have a family get together and steam it all up or do it on the grill and... Oh, I can't wait. Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
For breaking news and local coverage, turn to Fox News and the WCBM Maryland News Center. And stay tuned for stimulating talk throughout the day. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? USA, and y'all can keep the change.
All right, little Hank there, little Hank Williams Jr. I don't know, we're not trying to be political today, but we're trying to burn some time because we'd love to hear from you. I've given the phone number, and we'll give it again, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Make Jordan work today, since Brian isn't here. He's ready for it. Just go ahead and give him a call, and don't give him a hard time. Just tell him you want to go on the air and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And we got all kinds of good fishing reports out there. The crabbing is starting to pick up. I told somebody with this warm weather and potentially the full moon here, well, we're going to have some giant soft crabs this coming week after the full moon. But I think that the crabbing is going to pick up with the water temperature increasing. And I'll tell you, the guys are not doing all that well. Talked to one crabber yesterday, had 300 pots out there. He got 11 bushels of crabs. Well, not bad, but not great. Not bad, but not great. Some of the crabs are pretty nice looking, but, you know, we're still bringing crabs in from out of state. But the prices are pretty high. but starting to slowly, slowly come down as we get into the, you know, the crab demand season. They were high over Memorial Day. They were high over Mother's Day. They were high over Father's Day. But the prices per dozen and per bushel are starting to come down. So that's a good thing. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. By the way, Maryland Loves Crabs is out. It's just about everywhere that has crabbing supplies and sells crabs and wholesale crabs and everything else. If you have a if you have any questions, just send us an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, or hit Maryland Loves Crabs website. It's mdlovescrabs.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Maryland Loves Crabs, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Ellis Outdoors LLC, or the Outdoorsman Radio Show. What do you think of that? Let's talk to Dave in Annapolis. Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I went fishing yesterday with a buddy.
Yes.
And we had an okay day. He had some paper shells, and they were a little old and falling apart. But we got some perch, and I got one of the real nice rockfish.
Good.
But the rays, well, the rays were everywhere.
Tearing you up, huh?
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, years ago, we used to catch them when we used to go out off of Hackett's. And you can't eat them, can you?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. And there are some recipes online. Virginia and a couple of other states have tried to promote eating cow-nose rays. Here's a situation. You've got to tend to them right away. You can basically eat the wings. But when I say tend to them right away, they're like a shark. They have no bladder. They have no way to rid themselves of waste other than through the skin. So if you let them lay any amount of time, you're going to get the urea or the ammonia taste and smell coming through, and you don't want that. So
right.
what you got to do is dispatch them and take the wings off at the body, and then you can peel those wings like you skin a catfish or anything else. And I would say probably chunk them, you know, maybe as small as you can, maybe as thin as you can, batter them up and fry them kind of like calamari or something like that, see how that works.
Okay.
Guys have also used, you know, like cookie cutters and made scallops out of them and things like that. But I would prepare more like calamari or something, you know.
Okay.
Or shark. Any shark recipe would probably work. So
I just remember doing it once.
Yeah.
Cut the wings off, and that stuff was like shoe leather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you can't overcook them. They are a little tough, but that's why I said slice them thin and batter. I mean, you know, for people like conch, you're going to love Calvin's rays.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and the meat was real funny looking. It was like striated.
Yep.
Yeah,
it is.
It was tough, though.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah.
I mean, they're a good fight, but
yeah, and that's part of the problem. I mean, they're detrimental to a lot of things in the bay. I didn't blame them too much in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, but there's a picture in there, and if you go online to mdlovescrabs.com, there's a picture of cow nose rays that were in an aquarium. In Virginia, the photo came from Virginia Sea Grant, and it shows exactly how they feed, how they open up their bottom
right
mouth, and that, I mean, they'll suck an oyster in a heartbeat.
Right, and they'll just go up and pulverize.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, they're a big, strong fish, like you said. They're a lot of fight, but you know, you got to be careful of that barb on the tail too. They're pretty dangerous.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
But there you go.
That was it. I hope you have a good day.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yep. There he goes. Let's talk to Mike in Randallstown, and then we've got Chris and Captain Seaweed. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Listen, I just wanted to mention, since yesterday was officially the first day of summer.
Right.
Are you aware that we actually had 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight and only 9 hours and 6 minutes of the nighttime? So with these very, very long days now, I'm just wondering how that affects fishermen and stuff like that. I'm sure they're glad for the long daylight that we have now.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, that's probably true. I think the daylight, the amount of daylight does help when it comes to, you know, different fish spawning and things like that, that does trigger different things in the brains of fish, and
primarily, though, I think that the moon phase and the tides have more to do with, you know, the quality of your fishing trip. Like I mentioned earlier, 2 days, 3 days on either side of the full moon, 2 days, 3 days on either side of the dark of the moon tend to be better fishing days.
Okay. All right.
And of course, you know, the tides have a tremendous amount of effect on fishing because they're based on the lunar gravitational pull of the moon on the Earth.
Right.
As the tide rushes in or out, the bait fish follow. The fish follow the tide, follow the bait, and that type of thing. So it's, either side of the high tide is pretty good, and you like a moving tide when you're doing some fishing. So that's very important.
Okay. Well, I'm sure everybody really enjoys these long days.
Oh, I do. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know I do.
Yeah, I know, like, you know, when you're out driving home and it's dark at 4:30, that's pretty depressing.
Yes, it is. Okay, well, I just wanted to mention these long, long days.
Like I said,
I'm sure everybody enjoys them.
Yes, indeed. Well, the first day of summer is the longest amount of daylight. The first day of winter is the shortest amount of daylight.
Right.
And then the spring and fall equinox are equal hours of daylight and dark.
Right.
All right, buddy.
Okay, I just wanted to mention that.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. See ya.
Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye. Talk to Chris in Baltimore, and then Captain Seaweed. Then we got Jack on the line. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, I recently got a kayak, and I've been getting out into the Fork Tributary up to the streams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot of snakes in
yep.
the water box. How bad is the water box bite?
How bad is the what?
A bite from a water box. It's venomous.
A water moccasin in Maryland?
Or do you not have such yet?
No, you're probably seeing the northern water snake. Looks like a little flat-headed thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably a northern water snake. But the water moccasin wouldn't be too concerning to me. I would be concerned in those tributaries about copperheads. They look similar to a water snake. They're a little brighter colors, but that flat head, that spade-shaped head, and if you get close enough to see their elliptical pupils rather than round pupils, you know you're dealing with a copperhead. And they are prevalent. So, you know, that would be more disconcerting to me than worrying about a water moccasin, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So, but...
Well, what? So being that I have to paddle, what would be the best course to take if I paddle more once I get bit?
Well, you know, I understand that, but don't get bit.
Right.
Best advice I can give you, you know, you have a paddle for a reason, and that's to smack snakes with other than to propel your boat. But if you do happen to get bit, yes, calmly get to shore as quickly as you can and seek medical attention. That's my best advice. I wouldn't try to get there, you know, 2 seconds, 5 seconds, 5 minutes faster than normal. But, you know, the danger is you're going to pass out because you're panicked.
Right.
You know, so just kind of take a deep breath and say, okay, I've been bit by a snake. It's not going to be fatal. If I get medical attention right away, get your cell phone. Call somebody, tell them where you're going to land, and tell them to get some medical attention there to meet you.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thanks, appreciate your time.
No problem. See you, buddy. Thanks. And Jack is coming up after Captain Seaweed. Good morning, Captain Seaweed. How are you?
Hey, how you doing today, Alan?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm on my way up to Bel Air right now. Alan, are you aware of the costs on the... what the cost on the soft shell crabs presently?
Yeah, they're high.
Extremely high.
Yeah, they're high. I'm seeing small crabs go for $5, mediums go for $6, jumbos going for up to $8 a piece, retail.
Well, I might mention to you also the increase or what they have presently is going to probably maintain it until after the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And then again, with the increase on the tolls of the vehicles going across the bridge, et cetera, and the increase on the gasoline that this governor has put on everybody is really going to effectively maintain a high price on crabs throughout the season.
Well, did you happen to pick up a copy of Maryland Loves Crabs?
Well, I will pick up the next time I go down and see Terry.
Yeah.
Down at the Liberty Seafood.
Yeah, well, you need to pick one up because there's more factors than just gas. There's bait. Bait prices are unbelievable. You know, bull lips, for example, for the commercial guys are high because of the drought last year in the Midwest. People dump their cattle. There's not a lot of cattle supply out there.
Your magazine is perhaps one of the finest that I've ever read in regards to indicating what's going on with the seafood industry.
Well, razor clams, for example. Razor clams that are used for crab bait. There's a disease. Mortality from 26 up to 82%. It's a blood disease. It's the same called neoplasia. It's the same thing that affects soft shell clams. And
wow.
Add to that the abundance of cow nose rays and that type of thing. So you've got razor clams are going to be high. Bull lips are going to be high. The Chinese are insisting that the chicken necks be packed with the chicken now. Now for export, so the chicken necks are not in totally short supply, but they're getting more expensive. Eels are not even on the chart for anybody to even talk about using eels for bait anymore. So,
and there's nothing that we can do but accept it. That's all we can do.
Well, you can't change it at this point, but you got to support legislation that helps those things. And as far as any blood disease in these razor clams and soft shell clams, they got to find a source for it. So
that's it. Absolutely.
Yep.
What I meant by accepting it is we're going to have to, like you just mentioned, we have to research the problem.
Yep. And in the ocean, harvest of blue crabs, you have a parasite down there that turns a crab into mush and kills them within 2 weeks of time. So, I mean, it all goes into the big pot, and it all results in higher prices.
Alan, you have it right in the basket. You're fantastic, and I enjoy talking to you, and I enjoy listening to your show every weekend.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Jack in Baltimore. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Good to talk to you, Alan.
Yes, sir. How you been?
I'm doing fine. I got a question. You were talking about, don't get political, but my son-in-law is a firearms instructor, and my daughter and my son-in-law both shoot.
Right.
And enjoy sporting clays.
Right.
But they're in Virginia, and they're wondering, anyone that does any kind of competition or even just sport shooting, sporting clays, three gun, with the new laws in Maryland, is that going to affect them, you know, just driving through Maryland, you know?
No. No, it is not.
No. Because I thought maybe, you know, if they had a larger magazine or they had...
Well, they won't have that if they're shooting sporting clays. They won't have any type of larger magazine for that purpose.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, no, it shouldn't affect them.
What about the three gun people? Is it going to affect them?
The what?
The three gun, you know, people shoot three guns.
It may. It's going to affect a lot of things. We'll know soon. I'm going to be doing a show on this here shortly. We've been talking to some gun people, and you know, the Comar regulations have been written. There's a lot of speculation out there on both sides. People are using the interpretation of the laws depending on what side of the aisle you're on. You know, whether you're pro gun or anti gun, you're using the regulations to support your cause. The pro gun guys are saying, "Look what we did. The bill wasn't as bad as it could have been," and the anti gun people are saying, "Hey." This is a great law, and look what we did. And everybody's pounding their chest and taking credit for this crappy law. So,
right.
But we'll break it all down here before too long.
Okay, I really appreciate it.
All right, Jack. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, take care.
Yep, see ya. Bye-bye. Hey, it's time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. That's right. Diamond Jim, he's tagged, and I guess we got another round of tagging coming up this coming week for the July version of Diamond Jim. So, you know, pretty soon there'll be all kinds of fish out there swimming around with spaghetti tags, and one of them will be the official Diamond Jim, and, well, this month he's worth $10,000 till the end of June, so he's out there ready to take your bait, and he could take some chum, he could take some... a live spot, it could hit on a trolling line, you never know. But why not get out there and try and catch him? He's worth $10,000, and even the imposters are worth $500 a piece. So catch a right rockfish with a bright green tag in its belly. You call that number on the tag. Don't pull that tag out. Just call that number right away. You might just have captured a $10,000 prize. So, if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers in the Chesapeake Bay and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops. Excuse me. Thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center. Prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local Fishing Citation Center. Check out the fishing rulebook. Comes with your license. Or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Once again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
For up-to-the-minute financial news that's right on the money, start your day with the Wall Street Journal This Morning. Weekdays at 5, followed by the Wall Street Journal reports throughout the day. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. You're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh.
All right. Well, we're about out of time here. We don't have time to take another caller and be fair, so you'll just have to listen to me prattle here for the next few seconds until the music starts. And there it is. We have Charles on the line, so I'm sure that'll be fascinating when we come back. So anyway.